before the safety and security regarding our main duties, your free time and whatever you wish to do, travel or where you live, it's not university's business. We don't have any jurisdiction over those parts of your life. We have had some angry calls. I remember that was from the United States, from one student's parent. Her child had some problems in the Kortepohja, where she was living, and she was surprised that the university cannot do anything in the Kortepohja, in Ylioppilaskylä. That is not university's business, and that is something that we cannot do. Your free time, it's on your own responsibility, and university is responsible for its main duties. We have this emergency response guide. I have one example here. It can be found from the university's internet pages also. I'll leave it here if somebody wants to look at it. Please familiarize yourself with it. And it is written so that the most common risks are covered regarding the actions of the university. Thefts. Like I said, our premises are open for everyone, and that is something that our thieves are well aware of, and they are exploiting the situation on a weekly basis. Don't leave your laptop, pad, or any valuables unattended. For example, in the library when you are studying and decide to have a coffee break or go to the bathroom or something like that, do not leave your computer behind, please. It's not uncommon that we have thefts, and when I start to investigate those cases, the victim tells that, okay, I went eating into the library, and I left my computer in what is Narikka? Naulakko? It's the place where you leave your jackets and stuff like what rack or something like that. Okay, and my computer was there for 1 hour unattended, and it got stolen. What a surprise! Please use common sense. And also, if you are moving by bike, bikes are stolen on a regular basis. Autumn is the worst time. Use a decent lock and lock your bike into a fixed object. And I have a few examples here. It's my bike, actually. Okay, here is my mountain bike. And as you can see, the frame is attached to this fixed object. But what happens next to the security manager of the University of Jyväskylä? Okay, the frame is there, but the is it suspension fork or something like that? It's missing. So it gets stolen, the one specific part. It costs something like 250 euros. So the thieves use their brains also. But the main part of my bike is still intact, and I'm cycling it with even today. As you have probably seen, we have a very pleasant climate here. And when the weather gets cold, you know, something like minus 30 and something, and you have your best winter jacket with you, please note that valuable clothing is also something that gets stolen from these coat racks. Coat rack was the correct term. And if you leave your clothes in the coat racks, you do it at your own risk. Please take this into consideration. We have quite a good CCTV system in the campus. We have something like maybe 260 cameras with good picture quality. But that does not prevent the crimes from happening. Crimes still happen, but with the system we can usually identify the suspect that is responsible for the crime, whatever it is. The material is confidential and I give it only to police. I might be asking you if you are the victim of the crime that are you here or is this the item that gets stolen from you and ask some specific questions, but I do not release any CCTV material so that it does not end up in the YouTube or something like that. And the system is administered by me, and if you are going to be a victim of a, you know, for example, theft, please contact me and I can help you solve the crime. Offense can be reported to the police, physically in the police station or in the internet via that address. If you do not file a report, the crime will not be investigated, not by me or not by the police. If you do not report the crime, I won't be investigating it also. Any offenses, any problems with safety or security, you can contact me always and I will be providing assistance for you. Traffic safety. This sounds like something that is really, you know, clear to everyone, but yesterday this one young dude riding this Segway one-wheeled device almost drove under my car. He didn't have any lights or stuff like that. He was wearing dark clothes in the dark hours, so luckily I missed him by a meter or so. Please use headlights and reflector. I have there maybe a couple of hundred of reflectors. Please take as many as you need. I'll leave those reflectors here. It's in the box. They are university uvascular reflectors, so you can proudly wear them. If you do not have any headlight or reflector, you have activated so-called stealth mode, and it is very probable that somebody will hit you, not on purpose, but by accident. Take winter conditions into considerations. Every winter we have, I have to admit, pretty funny situations where our international students are first time driving a bicycle in icy and wintry conditions. And I have seen multiple funny bumps into these large snow, lumikasa in Finnish. Spiked tires recommended, definitely. Feedback and communication, this is very important. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm here to service you. If there's something special going on for, you know, like crime wave in the campus or something like that, I will be giving email notifications. But if there is a large acute on something, you know, chemical crisis, for example, or large fire, please follow our official crisis communications from our different communication channels. Do not spread any unconfirmed rumors, please. It makes only the situation worse. Have a happy and safe stay in Jyväskylä and in the University of Jyväskylä. Do you have any questions? No questions. Okay, thanks.